Welcome to Dummies with Dice for our monthly bonus episode. Today we're playing a one-shot called Murder at Sea, created by Hartwell Press, who allowed us to try out his wonderful creation, where our players must solve a murder mystery while trapped on a yacht. Let's meet our unlucky characters, along with a special guest for today's bonus episode.
Hey everybody, R2 here. I'm playing TIE Fighter. He is the fighter of the group. He's a half-orc outlander.
Hey guys, R1. I'm playing as Tavish Tinkletoes. He's a bard and a lightfoot halfling.
Hey guys, Nate here. My character's Wizzy the Wizard. He's an Eladrin wizard.
Hey guys, Heidi Bug, and I'm playing Corgi as a rogue drow. Good job.
I'm Kelly Lee. I'm playing Gray Lee, and I am a cleric.
I'm Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. That's all I got. We get our usual camera pan view, got our drone shot flying in over the water, and there's an old yacht being pulled across the water by its sails high up above it. And we cut into this bedroom, and we see all of our characters that we have brought in here. And they're standing over the body of a man, turning an unnatural shade of purple. Roll me investigation checks, you guys.
Should I roll an arcana check instead?
Sure.
Okay, that'll go.
What is our mess here?
Oh, that was not good. That was not good at all.
I got a 14 plus your investigation, so check on your...
I got a 9.
Okay, one second, we'll go everybody at once.
14 plus Oof. 3.
And I got a 19 plus 1, so 20.
20.
I got 17.
I got a 2 minus 2.
Wow.
No way.
Okay. You got a 0. Okay. What'd you guys get?
I got a 9.
9.
Okay. So it looks like you two are the only ones that noticed anything. So,
yeah.
Corgi and Gray Lee, you guys, you pick up a dagger that was lying on the floor, and it's dripping with a red and this red viscous liquid. It's just like dripping off of it. And suddenly the door flies open behind you, and you see a bunch of guards that stand there, and they say, "You're what did you do?" And they all run in and they start thumping you all in the head, and you find yourselves unconscious.
Oh no!
We didn't do nothing.
So you guys awake to the rolling groans of wooden planks in a makeshift prison cell. The bars are made of thick, splintered timbers, and they are fresh and very sturdy. Not the sort of easily broken by muscle. Water and the call of seagulls bring your memory back. You embarked on a journey recently. Before you have time to remember much, an inspector bursts into the room with several armed guards at his tail. He pushes the man in striped shirt into the corner to get you, and he says, "Bonjour, stowaways. I found this on your personage when we captured you in the late diplomat's room." And he leaves like this, he kind of like waves this letter in the air, and he says, "But this letter is not verified." And he hands you two letters. One letter is addressed to the inspector, and it bears a diplomatic seal below the signature. The other letter does not, nor is it addressed or signed. As you accept letters, you realize your hands and feet are bound in thick rope. What do you guys say to this guy as he, Inspector LePew, breaks into the door and starts going off on you about possibly killing this guy, and then you guys are arrested for possibly
killing him? Hey man, look, you're jumping to conclusions here.
Yeah, we didn't kill this man. We're innocent.
I did nothing.
As you are criminals. I don't have anything for what you have to say. We found you literally holding the dagger in your hands and over the dead body. So
I just picked it up, man.
It was dark, man. I mean, come on.
I have no time for this. I have no time for this. And he kind of like steps away and shuts the door, and he goes, "You will get your justice. I assure you that." And he like gives you like this real crappy look as he like walks out the door.
Dang.
What is this? Guilty before innocent?
Yeah.
So where as you guys sit, you start to regain a little bit of memory. And you remember nights ago that you found a letter that had been slipped into your guys' pockets while you were all together in this place. And it's a letter that says, help to any adventurers wishing to lay their eyes upon the glorious kingdom of Neverwinter City. I seek protection from an assassin whom I have not seen, yet I am sure follows my every step. In return for my protection aboard the Gilded Pride, I offer you free passage from this place to my home of Neverwinter. You will be my esteemed guest and enjoy all the foods and drinks you can desire. You live in luxury and the suite beside me so that you may better assist me in a moment of danger. Meet me at the port on the full moon before we sail, and I will test your mettle. Be swift, a friend in need. Ambassador, and it's signed Ambassador Renaud on it. So, Ambassador, the late Ambassador that was found dead, you guys have a memory of him hiring you to
save him.
Watch over him because he believed there was going to be an assassination attempt. So what do you guys do with this information that you
we
got?
We show it to the...
You don't have the letter. You just... You, that's what he was like. He has two letters that he showed you. And it was like one was signed by the ambassador and the other one was a letter to you. But it was not signed by anybody. Like it was...
So there's no proof it was ours.
Yes.
So what we do is we sit in there and we think about our guilt. We did not do our job. Nope. Definitely did not save him.
You definitely did not save him? Okay. Okay. So you just gotta rest away in your guilt.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Well, I'm not breaking this out of here.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything you want to do? Test anything out?
Yeah.
I have a warhammer.
I got a question.
Yes.
Can I use knock with my hands tied behind my back?
Am I able to?
What does it say? Is it verb? What's it? It's just a verbal thing, I'm sure, right?
I think so. Yeah. Verbal stationary.
You
I
could. But as you kind
is
of
is there anything sharp in the room that I can like rub this rope against?
Yeah, you could try to like rub it against some of the wood that's like splintered on the edges, maybe if you wanted to cut the brands. But so as you start to get up and walk towards the gate, you see this weird little like pathetic janitor looking man kind of come out of the corner of the room, and he's like, oh guys, he's like, well, I was trying to have a game of dice with my friends, the shrew over there, the little, you know, the galley shrew, that's like little mice that he hangs out with. He was like, we were playing dice, and he goes, they don't want to play with me unless I give them the cheese dice, cutting up for them so that they have dice to use. He goes, so what are you guys up to? What you doing in there?
Pretty obvious, isn't it?
Trying to
get
out
these ropes off our wrists here real quick. Think you could help?
How about you give us some of that cheese and put it on these ropes to let the mice chew it
off?
Why
aren't we using the dagger?
Look, I'm not supposed to talk to you, but you don't seem like bad folk. But the galley shrews seem to like you. And I get mighty lonely around here when the fellas are hungry because they just beat me at dice and then, you know, They always beat me. And he goes, so why don't you and I play some dice and I'll set you free, real quiet like. So if you escape, it doesn't come back on me. What do you say?
Yeah, let's play some dice.
Okay,
let's do it.
Get these ropes.
As you see, Micah, he has a this like special set of dice that is like these carved wooden dice that he carries around, and he hands you a set of dice as well, and he says, okay, so if you beat me I'll let you guys free. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so we're gonna roll.
Better be a way to die.
Do we all have to pass, or just he gonna let whoever passes?
So yeah, I think he's gonna go against one person, whoever wants to do it.
I'll do it.
He's got a good roll. Special guest
what's
roll.
What's gonna? What's the rolls gonna?
It's
be
just gonna be dice. You roll dice, and whoever rolls highest, I think is how it works.
So I don't think it really matters.
Well, I think you roll a D. Roll. Yeah, it's a D6.
So it's just gonna be a D6. Whoever's got the best rolling technique, I guess.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Whoever rolls first.
I think
roll.
We got a 6.
She rolled first. We'll say that.
What'd you get? A 6.
A 6.
Mm-hmm. I got a 3. Okay, round one to you. And he goes, you know what? That one was just a fluke. That was a fluke. So he walks over and he grabs like these other cheese, or these little like orange dye that looks like cheese. And he goes, these are my special cheese dice. He goes, only the shrew play with these, but I bet you I can win with these. Roll again. We'll try again. He's going to use his special cheese dice.
Three.
He gets a 7 on what? His D6.
How does he get a 7 on a D6?
He just picks up the dice real quick and he says, that was a 7 and you saw it. That was 7. That's higher than any number you could get. And then he starts to walk away and he goes, do you guys want to keep going?
You liar. I demand a rematch.
He goes, okay, we'll try again. And he comes back over with his same cheese dice and he says, let's roll.
3 again.
He goes, ha ha.
I slide a hand the die.
Hey, okay, that's a slide
of
hand.
Go I don't really it. Have a slide of hand, but I'm going to try it.
Good man.
So, 10.
10?
Yeah.
All right, so here, actually, let me roll for him and see if he can grab him quicker than you. He does. He grabs him up and he's like, what are you doing trying to take my cheese dice? He goes, you know what? If you want some cheese dice, here, I'll have the shrew make you some cheese dice. And he goes and he walks over and he like hands the dice down to these little shrews and they come up and start like eating on it and stuff. Roll me a d20, just a straight d20.
Okay.
For why?
Crit?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they come over, he comes over and he picks up all these dice from the shrew and he comes back over to you. And every one of these D6 die sides have 10 holes bit into them to make a number 10. So every roll you make with this will be a 10. So let's roll off with old Micah to see if you can beat him at dice.
What, so I roll with a D10, essentially?
Yeah, you're just going to roll with a D6, but it don't matter. Okay. You're going to beat him at it, so roll it.
Yep.
D6, and that's a 10. So Micah like throws his hands up, and he's like, how did you get a 10? He goes, that can't be right. He says, you know what? He goes, you beat me, but I won't let you out, but I'll leave these keys here, and you can get yourself out. And he, like, tosses the keys onto the ground, like, by the gate, and then just hurriedly runs out of the building and the room and runs off. So the keys are, like, on the ground in front of the fence.
Some keys are better than no keys.
Can we reach them?
Yes.
All right.
But he ran out of the room, and he was like, I'm not going to unlock the door. I'm just going to run out.
How about so, you come to me and I untie your ropes from
behind? Are you untied?
No, but we can turn back to back and we can untie each other.
If that didn't work, we could rub the 10-sided cheese die on the rope and maybe one of the mice will come chew on it.
I don't know. Either way. The mice will chew on it.
If that don't work, then we'll...
Do we roll for one?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll animal handling to see if you can talk these mice into...
Oh gosh, what would that even be based on?
I got a +2. What do you got?
I have +3.
Whoever wants cheese, the mice to eat their cheese-covered ropes for old animal handling.
What is animal handling based 20. Off of?
20? Yeah. Nat 20? Okay,
oh,
so...
Wow.
Wisdom... Oh, I got 11.
All right, well, the nat 20, okay. The rat runs up and, like, eats on yours, and they, like, start, like, gnawing through the rope super fast, and it's, like, burning, like, friction, like, cutting through the rope. And then he, like, looks at it, and he's like you can tell this rat's, like, wow. And runs back to his hole, comes back, and then a bunch of rats just come running out, and they all start gnawing through your ropes.
Yay.
And you guys are all free.
I never knew I would say this, but thank you, rats.
Do we have a swarm of rat friends now?
No.
No, but no. I want to grab the key that the dude left for us.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Wait, now that our hands are free.
Ratatouille.
Free our hands.
Ratatouille. Oh,
okay. So if... Are you unlocking the gate then? You're going to head out of there. And what are you going to do? Because all you got in front of you right now is a...
We're on a ship, right?
Yes, you are on a ship. You are in a
are
cell.
Are we in the galley?
Wait,
the salon
don't this make us look guilty?
You are in the galley. You are in a cell, which is also, as you look around, you notice a bed, like, laying in the other side of the cell gate. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that this is Micah's, the guy's actual bedroom that was turned into half of a cell. He's got like a picture on the wall and stuff of his family.
Gotcha. I want to loot whatever's in that cabin of his.
And the cabin is.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a perception or investigation.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. So that would be 17. Perception.
Perception. So you look around this room and you realize that this sad, sad man really has nothing. No. He's got like a bed and a picture on the wall and a broom.
Poor guy. All right, moving on.
Okay, so you gonna step outside the door of the galley, or Micah's bedroom in the galley. You can kind of you get the idea that your items and everything that was taken from you are still in your bedroom, where they were at next, because you have a suite next to the diplomat's room that was found dead on the lower deck.
Definitely want to grab our stuff. Mm-hmm.
So you will have to navigate through the galley's dining and tables room to the downstairs, and then through lots of rooms and whatnot, the bedrooms of everybody here to get to your bedroom.
Well, so looks like we're fighting it out.
Fighting it out? It's not a great way to prove your innocence.
No.
Well, how else are we supposed to break out of the cell and navigate
the
shit?
You gotta find people we're gonna convince, to talk to.
We got something.
There's a kitchen right next to you as you walk outside that room. There is a kitchen to your left, and then across the way at the far end of the galley you can see guards standing at like the ends of the dining tables.
Should we go to the guards?
We should report.
To the guards?
Yeah.
That arrested you?
Nope.
We gotta persuade them of our innocence.
I mean, sure, you can try that.
If they have something to say about it,
probably won't go well.
They're going 99.
Go for it, boys. I'll stand back a little bit. And then, 20 foot back or so.
In case you need to kill them.
In case I got to blast them with a
fireball. Well, I can say that's not going to prove your innocence.
Should we sneak around and try to find.
I don't know. Just lock back up ain't going
to
prove nothing either.
I think we just walk up to them and just talk some stuff.
Yeah, maybe we should just.
If your persuasion doesn't work, I'm not going
to. Let's look for clues.
Huh?
Let's just look for clues.
Do you want to check the kitchen next to you, or would you like to go down to the lower deck?
Let's look for murder weapons. Well, they have the murder weapon, don't they?
Yes, I believe so.
And it came from the kitchen, correct?
It just looked like a dagger that was covered in a red, like a viscous, if I'm saying that right?
Viscous, yeah.
Liquid.
So try to sneak into the kitchen?
There's guards at the other end.
Yeah, they're far off down enough that you would have to not roll very high stealth to sneak past, but just you crouch, give us stealth rolls if you'd like.
And this is to get down to the basement, correct?
This is to get to the kitchen to look for any clues in there. Yeah.
Seven? Seven.
See everybody else to see what it is, because we're going to do this based off group. Do you roll for stealth? Yeah.
Oh snap! I
can sneak to the kitchen, or unless you guys are gonna hang back.
I got 13.
I got an 8.
14 plus 2.
8 plus 6.
6.
8 plus 6.
All right, hang on. TIE Fighter, what did you get?
4 plus 2, 6.
6. Okay. Tavish Twinkle Toes, what'd you get?
13.
Wizzy the Wizard.
7.
Corgi.
I'm pretty sure I got 14.
I think that's what it was.
8 plus
6. Yeah, 14.
Yeah. Gray Lee.
I got 16 altogether.
16, 14. Okay, so as you guys start to like creep by, you make a little bit of noise, and they kind of like shuffle towards you a little bit. They don't really come all the way over there, but you can tell getting out may be a little bit harder. But you make your way into the kitchen. As you step inside the kitchen, though, you see a woman there, and So as you guys enter the kitchen, you see a woman, a chef. She's all like dressed up in an apron, and her hair's put up, and she kind of turns around and she's like chopping stuff up and cutting things on a counter. And she stops and looks up to you, and she goes, "I don't really have time for chit chat. Aren't you guys supposed to be locked up anyways?" What do you say to that?
You're wrong.
I don't know how much I should say.
Say what your soul tells you to say.
We were set. I know what to say.
You are a bard. You talk a lot.
We were framed and locked up without evidence, and then a hooded figure ran into the room and proclaimed to be the killer and threw us a key and said, "Catch me if you can."
So you're lying.
Yes.
Okay, that's deception.
Well,
not persuasion.
Either way, I'm still proficient.
All right, so do deception plus and roll whatever that
he
is.
He said, "If it's talking, I can do it."
I'm gonna sing it.
He said I'm singing a dirty tune today.
Oh, please. Okay, I got 19 plus 4.
All right. Yeah. So she says,
where'd he
go? Wait, there's a hooded figure that ran through. She goes, listen, I didn't think you guys did it anyways, honestly. But she goes, what do you mean there was a hooded figure running around? Like who? What? Nobody said anything about that. Who was that?
How would we know, dude?
He's a little guy.
He scared out of us, just ran right past us. He was like, here's this.
You tell me, bro.
He was wearing all black, and it was dark, so we just thought it was a shadow. Yeah, totally.
We don't even know if it was hooded exactly. It could have been anything. Could have had an afro that looked like a hood. I'm not really sure.
She goes, all right, well, she goes, well, I don't know about that. She goes, I heard the screaming, and I heard it. I woke up to shouting and fighting, and then when I arrived to the room, the whole crew was shouting, and then they were jumping in on you guys, and it ended as quickly as it started. And before I knew it, you guys were limp and bound and put into the galley and locked up in Micah's room. And poor Micah, they turned his room into a cell. She goes, but Imrend, the Baron's son, he's looking for the killer. He doesn't know anything about you, but go talk to him if you get a chance, and you should try to clear your name with him, and he'll probably put in a good word with you to the inspector. Nice. So yeah, you've got a lead on Imrend.
I almost fucked up there.
She goes, so I also want to mention to you guys that something I just think that's weird. Like, it's just the inspector and the late diplomat, they were just so close. They were speaking a lot at dinner last night, and I even saw him pass him something under the table, but then he was nowhere to be found at the time of his murder, even though they were supposedly close friends and together all night. So I just think that's odd. So keep your eye on the inspector. I don't think he's up to any good.
Well, Inspector Gadget.
I wonder if he passed up the note that we were kind
of. I think I know what happened. Inspector got jealous and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Case closed. We're done.
Alrighty. I'm gonna pull out the old whistle stick and I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna be like, I feel like you're not telling us everything. I feel like you've got something else to tell us. And I do the old whistle.
Okay, so roll persuasion to see if she can tell you any more.
All right.
As you serenade her with the whistle stick. Good.
Oh no. 11. Yeah, 11.
All right, that's fine. She'll say. She says. She goes. Okay, you know what? You're right. Right, like when they took you guys out, the inspector forgot to close the diplomat's door as he left. So, me and a few others slipped into the room while the inspector was downstairs and the diplomat was dead. But his cold, lifeless eyes stared up at the ceiling from his bed, and nobody dared to touch him. But they all agreed he looked dead. He also looked very purple for someone who had so recently died. Definitely not from a common death. He was also wearing this very strange ring that no one had seen on him. Especially not at dinner. But that's really all I know.
Peculiar.
I'm confused with her because why did she not tell us that before? I feel like she's still hiding something.
Well,
she sounded like she was like, well, this happened after that. Why didn't
she? Well, maybe she didn't
want
to be in trouble for actually slipping into the room and looking at stuff. She had to be persuaded to tell this stuff.
She was in the same situation we was.
Well, never mind. She's not in trouble for slipping into there.
So, yeah. You guys know that you can get to the diplomat's room to possibly inspect a ring that's on him or search his room if you're able to make it there. And then there's all the other rooms and such across there if that's where you're wanting to head next or to the lower deck.
No, stick together.
Are you wanting to head to the lower deck now?
How about we make groups?
Anything else I'm doing here? Okay, so everybody's going to need to do stealth checks again to get past these guards that had started to walk back towards you guys. They're kind of closer now, so it may be a little bit harder.
I got a 7.
Oh, no.
You should
14.
Be all right.
You should
be all right.
6.
15.
Actually, I have 6.
So roll a d20 and add 6 to it.
Oh, I got a 13 again.
Got 25.
25?
Yeah.
Wowza. Super stealth, that rogue. What'd you got?
15.
Good job.
Not Duke.
Let's see, is it 14?
14?
13.
Gray Lee?
Seven.
Okay, so overall party completion, you guys did sneak past them and make your way to the lower deck. So as you step down the stairs and get there, you see all the bedrooms along, like the windows to the bedrooms, all down through the side of this building, and then towards the front of the ship, it cuts around. And then right behind the set of stairs, there's a doorway that leads into like the hallways of the bedrooms. What would you like to do? You can kind of see guards like standing towards the front of the ship and like sitting at a table. There's one guard down past the door behind you.
So, like, are the guards like guarding any of the doors?
Not exactly.
So whoever wants to lead, I will follow.
I can lead.
You can split. You can go together. Up to you guys.
Yeah, let's not split.
Well, I want to go to his room and investigate.
Okay. His room?
Yeah, I want to check that ring out.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you all going to the diplomat's room? Are you all going to one room?
Yeah,
one go
we'll pull the
else?
Ring off of him, see if he's still purple. Like, maybe the ring is, like, holding him conscious.
I just want to go.
Yeah.
Together.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. To the diplomat's room.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. Let's go.
Okay, so everybody give me stealth checks.
Yeah. All right.
Again?
Yep. A lot of sneaking in this. You're not going to get caught by guards.
Oh no. Oh no.
19. 22.
21.
11.
7.
That's a success, but as you walk past,
11, 7, 7, 11.
Wizzy the Wizard just kind of steps on his robe a little bit and trips a little bit and bumps outside the hallway, and you see a door open right beside you, and it's the captain of the ship.
Oh shit.
Oh.
This is like a young Chris Pine-esque captain is what it looks like. He's honest and respected by many of the ship. So he steps out and he says, he goes, "What are you guys doing? Who are you guys? What's going on here?"
"We are
you
your conscience."
"We are the champions."
No.
Let's see. Captain Persuasion.
Was he part of the group that was
guard
when we were locked into the cages?
No. That was just the inspector and a couple guards.
So does the captain even
we'll
know
say,
what's happened yet?
We're here to prove our innocence.
Could I try to... Wait, he doesn't know who we are, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't really know who
we
are.
We're here running in the investigation.
Well, as far as you know. I mean, you don't
Are we going to tell him about the situation, essentially?
So,
I'd say we're
you're
running
lie,
you're going to
tell the truth.
The
that's
murder.
Kind of where you're at. What you want to do with the captain?
I would tell the truth.
Should I tell him we're here to investigate?
Because he said he was honest. He looked honest and, like, you know, young and
just
well respected, apparently, was the word. But
honesty will
probably
work.
Tell him we're going to... We were sent to go investigate the diplomat's room.
No!
So, lying?
No.
You were sent to investigate?
Yeah, we're going to do that. No!
Just say we are investigating.
We are going to investigate the diplomat's room.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's a killer on this ship.
You
and
say
we will
we,
find them.
You said we. Okay, let's say. Well, how are you gonna persuade him to let you go? Like, what are you gonna say to him that lets you go do this?
There's a killer on this ship.
If you just say I'm gonna go investigate the diplomat's room, he's gonna be like, "Why the fuck are you investigating
the
diplomat's room?"
There's a killer on
the
ship, and we suspect there's evidence in the diplomat's room.
Okay.
Suspicion.
We know of magic, and they said
play.
There's a weird ring on him.
Okay, then
we suspect foul play.
Wizzy the Wizard, roll a persuasion.
Okay.
Since you're saying it.
That was just an idea.
Sorry.
Too late.
How is an 18?
18 will do. He is,
I probably couldn't even roll that.
What'd you even say to him? I forgot
man,
how.
Man, don't do that to me.
You telling him that you were framed or something?
No, we just said nothing about that. He said that we're purely here to investigate.
Yeah, that there's a killer on the ship, and we believe there's evidence.
Yes.
That
to find who it is in the diplomat's
okay.
room.
Yeah. He goes, okay, he goes, oh, you were. You were sent there. So you're sent there to search the room. Okay. He goes, are you guys like investigators? Are you inspectors? What are you guys doing?
Something
we're
of the
framed.
Sorts.
Just honest citizens
here to inspect.
I don't think I can just let honest citizens go and like search a dead diplomat, you know, room. That seems kind of un.
Yes, you can.
Who else you got?
Okay, persuasion.
Who else you got here?
Okay, you're the captain.
I like it.
Roll persuasion.
I like it.
Yes, you can.
Come on.
You can do it.
Oh, 18 plus 7. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let me see.
Y'all done got persuaded.
Yeah, I think that persuades. He goes, oh, okay. And then turns around and walks back into his room.
He said, you're right. I'm the captain of the ship.
Because you are completely right. You can, actually. And then walks back into his room and closes the door.
All right, we go into the diplomat's office.
I told you that's how are you going to tell people how to suggest you.
Oh, I think so, yeah, actually.
Yes, you can. You guys persuaded the captain to allow him to just let you guys go investigate the diplomat's cabin, I suppose. You go in there now. Are you going to go to the diplomats or are you going to your room?
Which one are you going to? To the diplomats.
Yeah.
Okay, because your room is right next to his, so I didn't know.
Should we go check and see if any of our stuff, like, what's in there?
All your guys' gear should be in the room, yes.
Should we grab our gear first?
Yeah, let's grab our gear first.
Yeah, it's up to you. I don't really care.
Smart.
I'll go in the diplomat dude's office because I'm a mage. I don't really have important gear right off the bat.
Okay, spells. Yeah.
Heidi needs her dagger.
All right, so you guys all...
Corgi needs her dagger.
Okay, so, as you enter your cabin, you see all your gear kind of still laid up and it's stuff and wrapped up and put away, and you can get all that and gear up and have all of the equipment. And then the door actually adjoins to the diplomat's. There's like a little dining area, and then it cuts to the diplomat's room. So you guys can all kind of just meet up there in the diplomat's room, I guess.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Does Nate have anything in here that I could grab for him?
It's
not a whole lot.
Okay.
Maybe quarterstaff or something.
Quarterstaff. And that's pretty much it.
If you want it.
Yeah. I'll take it. Thank you.
Yep.
Alright, so, this bedroom is dark and secluded, and a human figure rests atop a neatly made bed. And a white sheet thinly veils him from the world of the living. It is the diplomat, with his hands and arms a ghoulish purple. Veins are warped and exploded beneath aged skin. The rest of his skin is smooth. Give me a perception check, two of you. Whichever two have good perception.
I'm proficient.
It was like giving a good look around the room while the others kind of step outside.
Mine's plus 3.
I'm proficient.
I have a plus 3.
I'm plus 4.
Okay, so two, well, you two?
Yeah.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. 8.
Plus 4?
No, 4 plus 4.
I got 17.
17? Okay, so...
Heck yeah.
As long as one of us gets a good roll, that's what matters.
You tell that he takes really good care, like manicuring himself for the public eye, but the only thing missing is the ring described earlier in the bedroom. Aside from the bed stands an elaborate secretaire, which is a desk with many, many drawers, and a cushioned chair. Several bookshelves rest against the far wall. And like in your own room, these shelves hold more books, some which look new. What do you guys do with this information?
We're going to investigate the books.
The bookshelf?
Yep.
Is the body still purple without the ring?
Yes, it is still purple.
What happened?
Unless you want to maybe investigate the ring had poison in it? Crappy.
Oh, hold on, let me see what my investigation is.
All the body's circulation.
It is plus 4. I'll investigate.
Right. The bookshelf or the desk? Which one did you say?
The bookshelf.
Okay. Investigation's crappy. He's
while they're
do
doing
it.
That, I'll do an arcana check if you would allow on the bookshelf, I guess.
On the bookshelf?
Yes, since it kind of looked really new, right. Everything well, did.
I'm proficient in arcana.
Roll one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So am I.
Lucky.
Since we're both sages, yeah, technically.
Oh, yeah.
User.
All right, 18 plus, or no, 16 plus 4, so 20.
Okay, good. So the bookshelf is full of all kinds of awesome books, and you open up one of the books, and it is a... you find a book called The Necromantic Field Guide to Deadly Trinkets. And it's not dusty like the rest of the books and has several worn page corners. One of these pages describes the ring of ghoulish slumber.
Ooh. Ghoulish slumber.
Does it describe how to reverse the effects?
Yeah, I was about to say un.
So it shows the description of the ring. So one of the pages describes the ring of ghoulish slumber. And the description says, a stony black ring engraved with two screaming ghoul heads focused on a diamond-shaped hole in the ring. And this diamond is a micro-portal that channels dark energy into the wearer's body. The wearer immediately becomes drowsy, and the wearer will fall asleep. So that's all the description that you see in this ring of ghoulish slumber.
But it doesn't say it kills him.
Yeah, that's the only description you see in seconds.
Was he stabbed?
We picked a dagger up.
Is there anything written on the front or back cover of the book?
The front cover said, Field Guide to Deadly Trinkets. Or, The Necromantic Field Guide to Deadly Trinkets.
Not it, like, inside? Like, where people write their names or certain things inside the cover?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, it's his name, which is... Ambassador Renaud.
Oh, so he wrote that
he's
book?
Checked
I
want to
know
book.
Whose book it was, yeah, just in case it wasn't the diplomat.
Okay, gotcha.
You can tell he's been kind of looking into this stuff.
I wonder why he would be looking into it and then it be used on him. So I feel like someone was working with him and turned on him and used it against him.
Yeah, it seems like someone put the ring on him, he fell asleep, and then got stabbed by somebody.
Yeah. Huh.
Did he get stabbed? Is there a stab wound on his body?
We picked up a dagger, but we didn't really check his body.
It said it was covered in a what? Something
like red sludge.
A red viscous, like liquid. Yeah.
Was it be bloody?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we think the ring was involved in like getting them to pass out so they could poison them or whatever they did?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. Gifted to them. Every person on the boat, like, here's a gift for you. So, that's cool. Thanks.
So, would you like to search this room further?
Yes.
Because there's, what else would you like to search?
The desk, correct?
There's a desk you can search.
Roll investigation for desk. Whoever's got
Heidi's got four. Plus four.
Heidi, roll your investigation.
You Corgi.
I got plus five.
Yeah, Corgi.
Oh, yeah.
Nate
investigation?
Intelligence. My intelligence is plus
five. You've got plus five, babe.
But I...
19.
Okay, so, near the desk, you kind of mess around with it and you reveal that, it hides a little, like, lockbox inside of it, and there's, like, a bit of a puzzle on it, and it says,
I wonder if Knock will cheese a puzzle.
Probably. Well, it's not Duke's.
Yes, actually, I think it does, actually. I don't know how it...
You said magic or physical locks, I think.
Let me see. Let me see. For sure.
That's dope.
Automatically does the puzzle.
Okay, so when you cast this, a loud knock is audible from as far as 300 feet. And if it's an arcane lock, it'll be open for 10 minutes. Like, it'll be suppressed for 10 minutes, and then in which it will shut again. And if there's multiple locks, it'll only break one lock. So this has one three-digit code lock on it. So you can, but it is also going to make a loud knock noise that goes up to 300 feet.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad.
Far, so.
Should we try the puzzle first?
Yeah, probably.
Then knock it if we can't figure it.
Yeah. Because that's going to be the whole ship.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So as you look over the chest, you see a words inscribed onto the front of it. And it says, three numbers I hold to unlock the way. A trio of digits for a brighter day. The first is the number of suns in our sky. The second is the number of eyes that can't see. The third is the number of legs on a stool so fine. So there's three. That's the clue to the three digits on
one, two, and
the
four.
Lockbox.
One, two, four.
And the eyes that can't see.
I think that's just two eyes that are blind.
Or the third eye.
Or is it like the eye on the needle?
I don't see, but it's there. Chakra.
Because it, like, you think a riddle.
It's up to you guys. What you want to try? You can try the codes or.
1, 2, 4.
I think it's 1, 1, 1.
Who's gonna try what?
A fine I'll stool.
Try. You each can try your codes if
I
you
was
like.
Thinking of like a stool, like a mushroom.
1, 2, 4.
1, 3.
Huh?
1, 2, 4.
Are you gonna try that?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you put in a 1, 2, 4 passcode, make me a con check, con save. As a zap of electric flaps into your finger as you start to put in the code.
3 plus 2, 5.
Yeah. 5?
Yeah.
Ooh! Ouchie!
Doggy.
Hey. I want to hear the riddle again.
Yeah.
First one is the number of suns in the sky,
which is 1. And then
if there is 1 in this world, no, I'm curious
nine.
About it.
So 9 damage.
I'm not sure, but I would imagine 1.
Damage.
The eyes that cannot see.
Dude, it's hurting us.
Why they specified it? Cannot
all
see.
Alright, I want to hear this riddle again.
Alright. Three numbers I hold to unlock the way. A trio of digits for a brighter day. The first is the number of suns in our sky. The second is the number of eyes that can't see. The third is the number of legs on a stool so fine.
I think I'll try 114.
103.
114. I was gonna say, most stools are 4 or 3 legs. So fine stools.
So,
what did you say the code was?
What did you say the code
she
was?
She said, 1, 2...
1, 2, 4 was not
so it. When you got zapped, the first two locked in place. And the third one is still free spinning.
Okay,
so.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 1.
I'm going to try that.
Are you trying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. Put it in. And as you click in, 18. You don't have to save it, roll anything. Oh. As you put it in, 1, 2, 3, it locks in place. And the lockbox clicks open.
Wow.
And you find the ghoulish ring inside of it wrapped in a frantically written letter. And the bottom of the letter is this is what the hidden letter shows. Are you sure this ring will work? All this risk just to stop that baron? I did not trust our merchant, not one bit. And you are not the one who has to put it on. I do not like this business, sir. If what he said is true, you must not forget to take it off before it's too late. My life is in your hands. Then you see a response on the bottom that says, "Bonjour, my friend. I fear the worst has happened. Those meddling kids were watching me, and I could not remove your ring in time. If you do awake from your slumber and find this letter again, know that I did my best to save you. Now I must leave this ring with you. They do not suspect me yet."
I knew it was Frenchie.
What kids? We need to talk to these kids.
He's doing that. So, you got this ring.
Don't wear it.
Would you like to do anything with the ring?
Smash it.
No.
No, let's just hold on to it. Mm-hmm. We might need it.
Don't put it on.
Yeah, don't put it on.
Unless you want to take it out.
We can knock out some security
Throw it into your backpack.
Okay, so give me a perception check, everybody.
21.
12.
A 21?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good.
So 17.
Outside the door, you notice a red coat flapping in away from the door as someone takes off running and leaving from the window. Would you begin to chase this person that's running and watching you from the doorway?
Yes.
Okay. As you run outside, you see the Baron's son, Emrind, and he's running from the door, quickly, frantically panicking, and you see the red coat flapping away, and you guys start to chase after him. So give me a dexterity check, everybody.
To run
this man down. Or if you yell anything at him as you step outside the door, or what's not, I don't know. 15.
Wait, what are we doing?
Chasing a man.
Wait.
9.
What is it for?
Dexterity.
16.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Well, all right.
Well, that
was I got 19 on my dice. I can't. I don't know.
So,
your dex
you got the.
Is plus 4.
So 19.
Okay. So you got, the fighter, the champion, and, the rogue, assassin, thief, and all these people, just running, going after him. And then the bard, the man with a whistle flute, and professional talking skills, takes off just sprinting like a rocket, takes past everybody, and as he get right up on Embrun to grab him, a bunch of animated objects come to life.
Oh, ship.
And now you gotta fight, so roll initiative.
Gotta fight on the poop deck.
Fight him on the poop deck.
Oh, no.
Where's the card? Initiative.
To fight.
Yeah, it's a good thing that bounced out. Alrighty, 17 plus 4, so 21.
12.
I don't have initiative.
Yes, you did.
It's right here.
Oh, plus 2. I got 13 plus 2, 13 plus 15.
What?
Corgi, what is your initiative?
23.
Okay, Graylee, what's yours?
15.
All right, Wizzy.
Eight.
TIE Fighter.
Yes,
initiative.
Sir. 12.
Initiative? 12. All right, Tavish Twinkle Toes. 21.
Yeah.
Good initiatives, everybody. So, an animated broom and animated knife.
What?
Animated broom and animated knife. Two animated knives come to life. Okay, so that means.
What do you say?
Wait, are we allowed?
Sweep under the rug.
Are we able to run up and just grab them?
They're alive.
Alright, so up first is Corgi. Look at your attacks. What do you want to do? You going to run up and stab him with your short sword and your dagger?
Short sword and dagger.
Okay. So roll 20, d20, and then add that plus, whatever it says, to hit.
Okay, you're going to knife a knife.
You're going to dagger
so
the knife.
So roll that and then add 6.
19.
That will definitely
24.
Hit. Yes, that will hit. 100%. Sorry, D4. Triangle 1.
Roll that, and then add 4.
5.
5 damage? Plus 4? Or just 5 total?
5 total.
Okay. Good hit. Alright, next up is Twinkle Toes.
Can I use Dissonant Whispers on these things? Get them to lay down their arms?
Let me see what Dissonant... Let me see what dissonant whispers.
Dissonant,
yeah, dissonant
yes.
Whispers makes. I can say it.
So,
whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain. The target must make a Wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage. It must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you. Okay. All right, so yeah, you can do that. I have to make a Wisdom saving throw. That all it is? All right. What kind of whistle tune? You're going to bust out your whistle stick for it? Is that your discordant melody
this
that busts you?
The lyre.
Oh, it's the lyre.
I don't know what that is.
Bling, ding, ding, guitar. Awesome melody.
Oh.
Sounds like Tenacious D.
Not perfect.
All right. Wisdom save. That is so horrible. That is a 4 minus 3.
Get wrecked.
So, 3d6 psychic damage.
Get wrecked.
Get destroyed.
Oh.
Six.
I mean, your attacks all hit very, very good, but seem to just kind of bounce off because this thing doesn't have a mind.
Yep.
It has no psychic.
No
psyche.
But they're alive.
I didn't think about it either until.
But they're alive.
Alright, so.
It's a butternut.
Next is Graylee.
I'm going to use my Warhammer.
Can I run up and attack? Which one? Broom or one of the knives?
I'm going to use my Warhammer on the knife that Heidi already damaged.
Okay.
I'm going to use my Warhammer on the knife that Corgi already damaged.
Okay.
Well, off the table. Oh, 20.
Natural 20?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a 1d8 plus 1 bludgeoning. So d8.
gonna be double damage because it's natural 20, so double damage.
6. Plus 1.
Okay, I roll it twice.
Oh.
So that's double.
5.
Alright, you smash the knife and it's pieces. Down to pieces.
Now I need obliterated.
As Imran tries to run away, as he's casting up these animated objects, he trips and falls as he starts to try to make it further away from you guys. And it is now not... God, I keep almost saying your old names. TIE Fighter, it's your turn.
Alright, so the dagger smashed, correct?
Yeah, one knife is down, so there's one animated knife left and an animated broom.
Alright, I'm going to shoot at the broom with my crossbow and try to pin it to the wall so it can't move.
7 plus 12. 12? That will not hit. Poop indeed. Wizzy. Wizzy the wizard.
I will attempt to firebolt the other knife.
Alright. Firebolt!
12. Not gonna hit.
Not hit. Not a hit. Okay, so... the knife is going to turn and attack.
No!
Corgi.
No!
They're going to attack first.
No!
By... It's going to knife you.
Wow!
No, how dare that knife.
I thought it was going to do something else.
That is a 19... Plus that. Okay, so yeah, that's plus stuff.
Plus no!
Luckily it does not hit super hard.
Getting shanked. Getting shanked.
So you take 3 plus 1 damage, so 4 damage to your character.
So you got 24, so now you only have 20, so you write 20 right there. Hit points.
Alright, now it is the broom's turn. Who is else ran up and attacked? You did, Great Lee. Your turn.
Back the broom up.
Back the broom up. It is going to multi-attack. Wow.
Sweep his legs.
Is it made of straw?
Broomstick. 16 plus 4, 5. Yep.
He's going to sweep you up. My armor is 18.
Oh, wait. 18. Yours is? What's your AC?
18.
Oh, still hit.
Dang it.
Oh, that's a D4. I'm rolling the wrong dice here. Trying to kill you.
Come on, dummy master.
Ah, dropped it. It was a 1. So 1 plus 3. Now I'm going to roll again for multi-attack. 8 plus 5 will not hit. Did you do damage? 1 plus 1? Yeah?
What are you talking about?
Damage I just dealt to you?
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were doing. So the broom came up and did what to me?
He swept you.
Okay.
Sorry, I got lost trying to tell Heidi what armor class was.
Alright, back to the top of the round. Corgi. Your turn.
You got this.
The broom,
Corgi.
And a knife.
Wipe that broom out.
You're on the knife, I think, closest to the knife.
Or knife, knock that knife out.
19.
Plus 6. Okay, yes. Yeah, that'll hit. So you'll do your damage of your dagger. I think it's 1d4 plus some stuff.
She's got it. Okay. 7. Wait, hold on. Wait, 1d4 plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
5.
5? Okay. To the knife. Good deal.
Good job. Broke its blade. Chipped.
Chipped it. Chipped it.
I broke its blade.
All right. Tavish Twinkle Toes. Your turn.
I'm going to send a thunder wave at him.
That will hit everybody.
Okay, never mind.
Everyone will have to make a deck save.
Oh, snap!
Oh, well, I don't really know
what to do. We got cantrips at the top, too.
I'm in the back.
Too,
that's
like,
good.
Yeah, but it's... I can't mock them.
You unleash a string of insults laced with subtle enchantments. A creature you can see within range. Target can hear you. Though it need not understand you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage. So, yeah.
So I can use it on them?
Can't use that.
No, they don't have ears.
You can use...
I don't think they can use...
Yeah, that's about it. You can attack them.
4 brains to you.
Alrighty, I guess I'll try to hit them with my rapier.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I did not have conscious thought, but... consciously attack you.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They're animated.
Their only thought is aggression. Yeah. I guess probably.
But they have a thought.
Being controlled 15 by a mage.
Plus 5, 20 to
it's
hit.
Probably not even a thought. The mage already? Probably yeah, has the target yeah, us, just... and then they just go after the target aggressively.
Mm-hmm. Alright. What is it here? 1d8
plus 3. 1d8
plus
3.
Oh. 9 damage.
9 damage. Which one was that? To the knife or the broom? You're hitting a knife or the broom? You would have hit either one.
I'll
so.
Hit the I'll hit the knife.
Okay. And that was 9 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Knife shatters.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. To make up for the trying to hit it with psychic damage, you just slicing the pieces with a rapier.
I want to run up.
Could you imagine that fight?
Snatch that broom and unarmed strike the crap out of it.
Are you what? Are you going to try and grab it? You mean?
I'm just gonna unarmed strike it.
Yeah, pick it up and just smack it.
Instead of your weapon?
Actually, I'll just go ahead and hit it with the great axe. Dual wielded.
Okay.
I'm gonna run up and strike at the broom.
This is great.
Alright, swinging.
12.
12 plus anything, or is it?
No, just 12. That's a plus. That was with my plus okay. 6.
Yeah, that will not hit.
I'm gonna just stop going with the little side stories.
I'm gonna run up and do nothing.
It's your turn, Wizzy.
Okay. I guess I'm going to attempt to firebolt the bristles on the broom.
Hit it.
Oh my god.
Smell like burnt hair.
That is a crit fail.
Crit fail?
Yes.
Trying to hit the broom?
Yeah.
You don't get no bonuses for that.
What were you trying to hit him with?
One or two.
Yeah, but it's still a one roll, which is always
what was? What were you trying to hit him with?
Firebolt.
Firebolt?
I mean, it's crit fail plus 5, but...
Okay, so we're going to say you shoot a firebolt. It flies by and, like, whizzes past him and, like, hits a wall on the ship over there and kind of, like, starts a little bit of a fire.
That's cool.
That may have something happen later on. When...
okay. Hey, it's fine.
Broom's
turn. Our ship.
Broom is going to swing at...
I can swing.
TIE Fighter.
Oh, don't you dare.
At the TIE Fighter.
Can persuade myself to swing.
So that's with a multi attack, like broomstick attack. Okay, first one, 5 plus 5, so 10 will not hit your AC. I don't think so.
No.
That'd be okay, so 18 plus 5, that one will hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
1d4
no, that don't hit
1d4 plus 3.
Actually, yeah.
4. 4 damage.
Okay.
To you. There's a little spot next to your little sheet. By your HP, you can write down your current number and stuff.
Okay, yes,
yes. 4 damage.
Shipboard.
Let my cat out. She was scratching the wall.
That, I believe it's your turn, Corgi.
I'm what?
To attack the broom. Daggering.
Yeah.
Plus 6.
Oh, 6?
I think, yeah. No, d20 plus 6.
D20.
You have it, yeah.
Okay.
Roll it.
15.
Yep.
21.
That'll
hit. Right, or 20.
It'll hit.
21.
20 or 21 both. So now do your damage. 1d4 also. Plus 4. Get her down.
I always get 5.
5 damage?
I always do.
Golden. All right. What am I doing here? Oh, yeah. You. Twinkle Toes.
Kicking?
Yeah, the broom is still kicking.
Alright, he's getting hit with rapier.
Rapier.
Ew.
Poke him.
I'm gonna poke him nice and good. 16 plus 5.
You
so
rapier.
That will hit.
21.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Do your damage.
Time to die. Good see. Time to die.
Break that broomstick.
8. Wait a minute. No. Yes, 8. 8 damage.
Good hit. Alright. He's still floating.
What?
His cleaning days are not over.
His cleaning days are still there.
Open the great axe.
Yep. It is up to you, TIE Fighter.
This guy is going down!
It's the TIE Fighter.
I better scream!
20.
You just gonna fly out.
Nat 20?
Not that.
Oh, okay.
14
well,
plus 6.
Alright, then roll your damage.
He said, I just shoot my blasters.
Oh, what is that anyway? A D. Oh, shit.
It's
the
a big
D12.
One. Yeah, D12. Which one's great axe?
I think it's this one. 9 plus 4. So, yeah.
9 plus 4.
13.
13.
Damage?
Yes.
Wowza. Oh, yeah, D12. Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah, you shatter that thing. That broom is broken into little teeny, teeny, baby pieces. And as that ends, Imrend, the Baron's son, is kind of like crawling away. And,
He's like,
I didn't mean any harm. I was trying to see what was going on inside the place, and I was just seeing what was happening, and I saw you guys go in there, and I was keeping an eye on the place and saw what happened. He goes, but what'd you guys find? Did you guys find evidence? Because I've been trying to find evidence, and I believe it's the inspector. What do you do?
We know it's the inspector.
We know it's the, yeah. We tell him we know it's the inspector.
Do you tell him the evidence, or you just tell him?
We see
what his evidence is first.
He goes,
tell us what you know.
Tell us what all you know. We'll tell you what all we know.
Okay, so he says, well, yeah, I got some information, but not a lot. He goes, but the ring, it's evil. It's got an evil presence, and he felt its evil presence on the inspector last night. He goes, he also, when he inspected it, the ring was found to make the wearer appear dead, but it came at a cost that looked very similar to the scars on the diplomat's hands. So he knows that the inspector was carrying around the ring that was found on the dead diplomat's hands. So what do you do with that?
Tell him the information we have.
Tell him the information?
I think he's trying to get the information out of us so he can kill us because he wants to know if we know.
Is he saying that there's a spirit in this ring?
You can roll insight to try and see if he's lying, if that's what you'd like to do.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
I want to do that.
See if he's telling the truth. Huh?
Is he saying there's some kind of spirit in this ring that came out?
He's saying he felt evil from it. Evil presence. That it just has necromantic energy.
6 plus 5. 11.
You can't really... Actually. Yeah, you can't really tell if he's telling the truth or lying or not. You don't really get a vibe. So it's up to you.
Wait, am I
invited? No, she just did. So, what would you like to do?
Tell him to, like, lead us to any evidence that
walk the plank, walk the plank.
You say you're not going to show him the evidence or nothing?
No.
Well, we should try to recruit him as a little spy and see if he can go around and collect any more information.
Yeah, let's tell him that we suspect the inspector as well. So if he would like to help us.
He goes, I've tried. He goes, you were the only ones that I've seen been able to get into the room at the right times. He goes, don't you see? It is the inspector. He goes, they were always talking. And this ring you have, he goes, yes, I can feel it on you, the evil coming off of it. He goes, what's giving me the same energy that night? That's how I ended up in the room at the same time as you. That's why the inspector wasn't able to pull it off in time. He knew I was watching him. So,
ooh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, little man.
Okay, so what do you do? Is that all with them?
I guess we should probably
if you have any more info after walking around.
Okay, so
let us know.
He says, well, if you guys get any evidence or if you get anything like that, he goes, I will turn it into my father and I will get this settled. He says, my father's the Baron. He rules a lot in Neverwinter City and he can have a lot of power and pull. He goes, so just keep it out. If you keep me in your thoughts if you need to give up any evidence so I can get this handled. And as he says that, the inspector walks around the corner and stabs him in the back.
Oh,
well, that's a good thing that we didn't.
And he kills him.
What was he
about? Oh, yeah.
So he stick. Well, he doesn't kill him. He sticks him in the back, and he kind of falls over the side. He goes. You guys got a little bit too much evidence here, and within that moment, a ghoul comes up from behind, out of the diplomat's room because the ring that left him to die has transformed him into a ghoul.
Oh.
And Imrend was stabbed in the back, runs and tackles the ghoul off of the ship as inspector says, you thought you would catch me. You thought you would help. You would take me down. He goes, I will get out of here without you being able to stop me. And he casts Misty Step and jumps onto a gilded skiff. And as you guys watch him take off into the horizon, you see Neverwinter City rise up from the fog and know that you still have the evidence to clear your name.
Use Misty Step.
Are you going to use Misty Step to get on the skiff with him? Okay, go for it. You can do that.
I have it.
Okay. So yeah, you're on the skiff with him. What do you do?
It's just you and him.
He goes lobber.
He goes, oh God, what the heck?
And quarter staff, baby.
Okay, give him the quarter staff. I'll let you hit him. You and him, I guess, is just duking it out because no one else can get there.
Come get me.
Let's see. Should I do quarter? Let's do ray of frost, actually.
It'll be disadvantage because you're up close.
Nope, quarter step. That would be 12.
12 to hit?
Yep.
That will hit.
Sweet.
Damn it. Okay.
I'll go ahead and two-hand that thing.
Yes, sir.
There's that. There would be. That would be 3 damage.
There's I one. Have
3 damage.
Better done.
Alright.
Okay. It's going to be a slow fight.
Right here.
Until he whacks me hard.
He's got a lot of health. He's a tough guy.
You're good. I can't do this to step again.
All right, so...
this is a one-way trip.
Until
I kill him
and take
the
skill. Yeah, it's his
turn. Can I hit him with my crossbow? Are they within
range? Please do. I'll say they are within range of everybody to have probably about one attack of a range attack if you want.
Please do.
I'm going to hit him with a crossbow.
Attack, it will hurt you.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and roll his attack on
me.
You with to me. Add some, funk to this. So, cone of cold. The cone of cold, my friend.
Is he a disadvantage for being on
cones? Actually, no, he's not going to do that.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Ooh. I'm scared.
Okay, I got it. No,
I'm scared.
He's going to use suggestion.
Oh, boy.
Is that considered being charmed?
That will be creatures that can't be charmed are immune to this effect.
I am advantaged against being charmed.
Okay, so you'll roll advantage on not being charmed. So you need to roll wisdom saving throw. As he whispers in your ear, jump off the skiff. Roll wisdom save advantage. You need to beat a 14.
17.
All right, so you shake off his suggestion in your ear. Everybody, you get to do one turn of action before they are out of distance.
I'm gonna draw my light crossbow. I'm going for a headshot on that boy.
Okay, go for it.
You said we're gonna beat a 12, right?
Yes. For the AC.
13. All right, I guess 13.
Yes.
So 1d8 plus 2.
I think I might
shoot him.
Shoot him with my short bow.
Go for it.
I do.
Did you already do your attack? Oh yeah, you hit. What did you deal damage?
Alright, I did 4 damage and I'm gonna use my bonus action to attack again.
Oh, action surge?
Yeah.
Okay, another action surge. Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Charm to make him come back.
I don't think so.
If he's successfully charmed,
exactly.
He might be too far for that.
Exactly for 12.
Yeah.
That's 30
so
feet.
That's a hit.
Okay, yeah, you can try.
Or I could send Dissonant Whispers at him at 60 feet.
So, altogether 9 damage from
both
attacks.
9 damage for both attacks.
Okay. I'll shoot him with my short bow.
If we charm him to come back, we could tie him up and take him to the captain with the evidence.
All on you.
Alright, I'm going to try to charm him again.
I got 24.
24 to hit?
With my short.
Goodness, okay.
And
I'm going to finish her thing and then we'll
move on. Yeah.
D6.
Alright.
Or in the 8.
8 damage?
8 damage on D6.
Good job.
Did you get
it? Okay. Alright, Ryan, now you can do your charm. What is it? Wisdom save?
Yes.
Alright.
This is 13.
Wisdom. I say 3 plus 1. But I believe charmed just means he won't attack you, right?
I thought it just meant I could make him do something.
No, that would be suggestion.
Yeah.
Oh, I had that. Well,
sorry. Well, he won't attack you, but we're all good. Kelly, you gonna do anything? You want to turn before you range? Where this man takes off with freaking...
I have a crossbow.
Wizzy the Wizard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna crossbow him.
Crossbow him. He's just driving away with him.
We gotta say we're holding.
I gotta stay.
6 plus 4, 10.
Nope. Not hit.
I tried.
All right.
I tried.
Back to you, Wizzy.
Right.
Gotta hit him hard. I'm gonna say you got a couple more turns before he's gone. Yeah. He's off with you in Neverwinter City.
Can I try one more if I roll? I have to roll a 20, and that's the only way I can shoot.
Only way you can hit it from that point. I'll say you've got about two more turns before you actually are too far out.
I can do the damage to kill him in two turns.
He's getting hurt.
Okay. He's taking quite a bit.
Of course, that's about my only option.
No close range of magic?
I mean, I got Ray of Frost, Firebolt. Ray of Sickness.
And you can always do them, it's just a disadvantage on hit.
I don't know what the hell Catapult is.
I believe you pick up an object and launch it.
Ooh. Oh.
I believe.
Him?
Can you launch him? Just shoot him off the boat?
Let me check.
Dude, that'd be so dope.
It says a dex save of 13.
Catapult. Choose one object weighing 1 to 5 pounds within range that isn't being worn or carried. The object flies in a straight line up to 90 feet in any direction you choose before falling to the ground. It hits a creature, it does 3d8 bludgeoning damage.
I have a cloud of daggers.
There you go. Right on the boat. We'll both die.
On that half of the boat. Yeah. Let's see, how big is this? It's a 5-foot sphere. I guess that's good.
It's about probably a 20-foot little boat there.
Or a 5-foot cube. Little
skiff.
Why not? We'll try that.
Go for it. It's dex save, right?
One doesn't say.
I believe yours is concentration. Cast it, and then I have to make a save.
Probably. It doesn't say what number on the save.
Alright. It would be... I'd have to roll... Beat a 13. A lot of daggers. Yep. Damn, that's a lot of damage.
Yeah, I would say it should be. It usually is a lot.
13.
13 damage?
Huh?
13 damage? Or?
No, I have 13 on his dex save.
Got it needed?
Yep. Okay, so then it's his turn.
What damage did he take? None?
Oh. Might be half, actually.
Yeah.
The, I think of that.
He still is in a cloud of daggers.
So Cloud of Daggers is when it enters the spell area for the first time on its turn or starts it there. Creature takes 4d4 slashing damage. Oh, so he takes it no matter what. There is no save.
Really?
Okay. You fill the air with spinning daggers in a cube 5 feet. Creature takes 4d4 slashing damage and enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there. First time on a turn. So
well,
it has to
I
wait
spawned
till it's
it
his
on
turn.
Him, so, I mean.
So on his turn it'll...
Yeah.
So that's his turn down.
And all
so,
I gotta do is hold him in place.
So he takes 4d4 slashing damage. So it's his turn again. So now you can roll that.
That's 2, 5, 6, 8 damage.
Nice. Alright. He's going to cast Cone of Cold. So you need to make a constitution saving throw. And hope you don't die.
That is 16.
Ooh. Okay, half as much. So, 8d8 of cold damage.
What?
8d8? I'm going to roll it here on this thing. So, let's do it quick.
I'm dead in one go, apparently.
8d8. Alright. That is 32 damage.
Full? I mean, I'm dead.
Half.
Well, half.
You take half 32.
16.
16.
I have 4 health. Ouch! Ouch! I hope he's about dead.
He's still hanging, man.
I'm gonna crack him, man. I'm gonna keep him in the daggers, so he's getting.
Yeah, this is your last turn.
He's getting another round of daggers as soon as his turn starts. So.
Yeah. So, your turn to do your thing.
Jeez.
That was a big boy.
I hope this staff hits. Core staff. That would be 18 plus 5. So yeah,
23. Good hit.
58. Where should she be? That was crooked. I'm gonna roll it again. 6 damage.
6?
Yeah. No, sorry. 3 damage.
Okay.
That's about that proficient.
Alright. His turn again. 4d4 slashing.
I hope this does it. And I am dead.
Or I am dead.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Oh no. He's not dead, probably.
Nope. Guys literally have the same health. Alright, now you've had that 4.
His turn's up next. I'm done.
Alright, so.
Wait, don't we get that?
I should have used my defensive spell for Cone of Cold again, I guess.
I should have done my defensive spell, raised my AC.
So yeah, give me that constitution save.
It don't matter, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I mean, Good. He's gonna roll 8d8.
Good, that's what we needed.
You never know.
No, it's gonna be worse. Cause I got 11.
So I know I didn't save. So yeah.
All right, so let's see what happens here. 43 damage. As Wizzy the Wizard just valiantly battles it out on the skiff, and everybody from the ship, all you guys see is just a flash of ice, and then Wizzy turn into a statue of ice and slip off of the boat into the water and sink to the very bottom as the skiff disappears towards Neverwinter City. As the remaining survivors of the team found the inspector guilty and have their evidence, the Emrind, the Baron's son, has died, defending the boat and the yacht and finding evidence, helping you survive to get the evidence out to where it needs to be.
If y'all want
to
hit your shots.
Thus finds us to the end of our murder mystery in finding the culprit, Inspector LePew, who is still on the run in Neverwinter City.
Thank you for listening to our monthly bonus Murder at Sea, and a big thanks to Venice Hartwell of Hartwell Press for providing this adventure for us. Be sure to check out his work to enjoy his adventure for yourself at home. This bonus episode will be released for free, but to enjoy more of our monthly shenanigans, go join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free, or for $3 monthly. You will also gain access to a community Discord server with the dummies. Thank you again.